Hi, James Mingvid. I would like to talk about something that will help you understand English. And it's two things. Number one are parts of speech. What are the parts of speech and how do you use them? The second is called syntax, which is a very complicated word for word order. Where do you put the words in a sentence? In some languages, they have a different word order. Some languages, it doesn't really matter. But what my job today is to show you where the words go and what do they basically mean. Okay? In the parts of speech. As E said, words. Where do they go? Now, if you're new to English, or even if you're an intermediate student, sometimes this causes you problems, right? You've heard the terms preposition, determiner, syntax, and you're like, oh, it's so complicated. Today's lesson will be simple. You can go over this again and again, and will help you understand and use English better. So I'm going to start off with the most basic part of parts of speech. And I want to start with the things part, things, not actions, but things. I am a person. My watch is a thing. Okay? An animal, a cat or a dog or an apple, these are things. We call these things nouns because nouns name people. Hi, I'm James. Places, Toronto, Ontario. Things, my watch. Animals, a cat. Meow. And food, an apple. Okay, these are nouns. Example, boy, dog, apple. Okay? Nouns name these things. But sometimes you don't want to keep using the same noun again and again. James ate the apple and James walked his dog as James talked to his friend Oliver. And then James, it gets what we call repetitive and boring and also makes the sentences go really slow. And sometimes we want to use the noun in a different way. So in this case, we introduce what's called pronouns. Pronouns can replace nouns in a sentence. So now you could say something like this. James ate the apple and he walked his dog. Instead of James ate the apple and James walked his dog, ugh, we can use a pronoun to replace it and make it simpler. We still know we're talking about James. Now, we talked about word order or syntax. Let me explain this. In order to use a pronoun, first you must use the noun, okay? You introduce the noun and then you can replace it with a pronoun. That's why you see number one, then number two. You cannot just start with a pronoun. If I started a sentence at the beginning, he went to the store, the very first thing you'll say to me is, who's he? I go, oh, James went to the store and he bought the apples there. You go, oh, now I know who he is. So pronouns come number two because you have to actually introduce first with a noun, then you can replace it with a pronoun. Now we have several types of pronouns. I'm just going to go over and show you a couple of them so you get the idea. Pronouns include I, we, which are subject pronouns. Object pronouns, when we're talking about something that's not us, but something on the other side that receives action, as a subject act, pronoun, I do things. I run, right? We eat dinner. We're talking to them. Now, when we say them, we go, what? Well, they are receiving it, and we call those object pronouns. Okay? So the most basic ones are subject and object pronouns. One is doing something, one is receiving. There are reflexive pronouns like himself, where somebody is talking about themselves. He built the house himself. So he's talking about him as an object, but reflecting it back to himself. We call it reflexive pronoun. Okay? There are others, but I'm not going to get into them right now because I want to keep this simple just so you know what the parts of speech are. And you can always come to Ingvid to come and see other lessons in which we go deeply into reflexive pronouns, object and subject pronouns. Okay? Cool. So we've talked about how pronouns can replace nouns, and we're good with that, yeah? So let's go to stage number three. Because once you've replaced them, how do you know the difference between them? Apple, apple. I don't know. That's when we have adjectives. Adjectives. The word itself can be broken into two parts, ject and ad. But I remember, do you remember when I said subject and object? And I gave you the example. I said, for instance, I is a subject pronoun, right? Subject, yeah, I'm good at this. I'm going to do this really well. And I said, them is an object pronoun, right? You'll notice, ject is in both parts. When you look at an adjective, add means to put on. You add, like 2 plus 2 is 4. 4 plus 4 is 8. So an adjective, you add to a pronoun or a noun to describe them. So if you look here, ject. Adjectives describe nouns and pronouns. Now, remember we talked about syntax? Well, syntax, remember the word order? Where would you find an adjective? Well, in some places it's reversed. If you speak Spanish, for instance, you would say gato negro, which in translation for English is cat black. And for me, who speak English, or a person who speaks English, that doesn't make sense to me, because we say black cat. So word order can vary depending on the language you speak. We usually put adjectives before our pronouns and our nouns, so we can describe them. And in 2 seconds, I'm going to give you some ways in which we describe things, and we have a word order for that, okay? And I'll have to explain something on that. So where will you find an adjective? Before you find your nouns or pronouns. They will help you describe your subjects or objects, okay? The things that are doing something. Now, we have 8 types of adjectives, all right? And we have a special order we put it in. Now, depending on your language, this order may exist. You may have a different order, or you may have no order, which means you can put any of these things in any order you like. You can put maybe with the exception of numbers, but the color can come first, where it comes from, it can come first, the quality can come first. It depends on your culture, your language, your country. English, however, the order I put it in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, that's the order we want it in. Okay? If you change it, it actually gets really confusing. So, what are these 8? Well, why don't we take a look? Quantity. It's a number. Now, I put a number, not because I said a number, but a refers to articles. The chair, a chair. Okay? In this case, a means one. So, that's why I put a number. Funny guy, I know. Number can be any other number. 5, 10, 1,000, 1 million, a billion. This usually comes first to indicate how many things we're talking about. Okay, so you need a number. 5 chairs. Okay, I'm talking about 5, so I have to look for 5 chairs, not chair, yellow 5. I'm like, oh, is that the name? Yellow 5? I'm confused. The next thing we talk about, quality. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it exceptional? Right? Or is it insignificant? That's a big word for meaning not important. Okay, so we go from quantity to quality. Then we talk about the size of it, right? There were 5 big black cats. So 5 big. Is it big? Is it small? Age. How old is it? Is it new? Is it old? Is it young? Right? Shape. Is it round? Is it a square? Or a triangle? What's the shape of it? Oblong. Yeah, that's I don't even know. Yeah, I do. It's long and kind of circular, but yeah, oblong. Color. What is the color? Yellow, black, green, red. Red. What's the color? Origin. Some of you go origin. Wolverine origin. Schnicked. No. Origin means where did it come from? Was it made in Italy? Was it made in China? China. Sorry. It's my favorite impersonation of somebody who goes, China. I love China. China's good. Anyway, was it made in China? And what is the material? Is it cotton? This is made of cotton. Is it made of beads, so glass? Is it made of metal? I mean, you might not be able to see this, but metal. What is it made of? Okay. That is the order that we follow when we describe things. And I have an example that I've been hiding from you that we're going to talk about to show you exactly what I mean. So, Mr. E and I wanted to buy some couches. And Mr. E was very specific on the kind of couch he wanted. So he gave me a list. And from that list, I was able to get him exactly what he wanted. And how was I able to do that? Well, I followed the word order chart. So let's go take a look at what Mr. E wanted. So Mr. E wanted some couches. And I said to him, hey, I got your couches. I bought 5 nice, big, old, long, blue, Italian leather, well, chairs, couch, sorry. And Mr. E said, fantastic. Because if you had bought me nice, old, big, long, 5 blue Italian couches, I would be confused and return it. And I said, no, Mr. E, because I know how we're supposed to order adjectives in English. So I followed your instructions by following the word order, eight positions, and I made sure I put the adjectives before the noun so I would get the exact right thing you wanted, okay? So this is the first part of this lesson, because I want to talk about, now that you are a person, place, or thing, you got to do things, right? Like right now I'm talking, which is a verb, which we're going to go to in a second and talk about verbs and how they work. Are you ready? Okay. Well, we talked about nouns, pronouns, adjectives, how they work together. Remember, a pronoun can replace a noun. The order that they come, right? How they come in. And now I want to talk about actions, because a noun or a thing that doesn't do anything is rather boring, right? Wouldn't you say? And what do we mean by actions? Well, right now I'm talking. My mouth is moving, I'm talking. But I'm also looking at you. I'm breathing. Okay? So let's go to the board and look at this funny word we call verbs and how they work. Well, with verbs, we have, they do actions. Right? We take a pronoun or a noun and they act. They can sleep. Did I just press eat and sleep? They can eat, sleep, and work, okay? So that's what a noun can do. And we talked about, subject and object pronouns. The subject pronoun does it to an object pronoun, okay? One of these actions. So I eat an apple. I am the subject, eating an apple, object. So we put this word here, the verb, to tell you how the two things are working together. Here's a funny one. Verbs are state of being. Huh? Being what? Well, exist. Like right now, I exist. If I stop being, I disappear. So being means you are there, you exist, you're real, you can be touched. But it's not just that. Sometimes I'm happy. I'm sad. And sometimes I'm sick. And sometimes I'm healthy. You'll notice that we use the verb to be to talk about those things. I am, she is, they are. Okay? And we can use that, this verb to be, with an adjective, and it tells us how something is right now. Like right now, it is hot in here. Hot. That's the state of the situation or how things are right now. And right now, I'm a little sick. James is sick. That's my state of being. And I'm very happy when Mr. E comes to my house. Right? You didn't see him, but I mentioned him in every video. So I'm happy. That's a state or how I am or how I'm feeling. My emotions. You are happy, sad, upset. Exuberant, which means very happy. Okay, so this is what verbs do. They can tell us the action one noun is doing to another noun. In that case, we talk about subject and object pronouns, right? But we can also talk about how things are. The world is good. How it is. Cool. Let's move down from verbs to adverbs. Do you remember when we talked about adjectives and we said adject? And that was because you have subject and object. Well, we have the same thing here. We add to verbs, which means we give more of a description of what the verb is doing. It's one thing to run than to run quickly. There's different. It's not the same. Or run, do-do-do-do, do-do-do, Bionic Man style, slowly. but really quickly. Okay. So adverbs describe the action of verbs, but hold, wait. Unlike an adjective that just describes the pronouns, adverbs describe verbs, okay. Adverbs, okay. And adjectives? This adverb is very, very busy. It's got a lot of work to do. And it's going to be my job to show you how it does that work. An adverb is interesting because it adds information to how things are done. In doing that, first of all, we should talk about its position. Generally, adverbs are found after the verb, but before the adjective it modifies. So let's do one at a time. Do you remember I was running and I said, I'm running slowly? Or I'm running quickly, 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 quickly. In this case, I ran. I want to know what the noun or pronoun is doing and then how it ran. So in this case, ran quickly. Okay, notice it follows after the verbs. This is generally true. Okay, so I ran quickly to my house. Now I talked about adjectives, and I don't want it to get too complicated, but I'll show you here. That watch is so expensive. Well, that watch is the subject we're talking about, and we're saying is expensive. If I get rid of so, remember we talked about stative verbs? We're saying the watch is expensive, right? But how expensive is it? I don't know. It's so expensive, which means very expensive. So we actually use an adverb to describe, to tell us the degree or the amount of expensiveness. It's very expensive. That means a lot of expense. You need a lot of money to get that watch. So adverbs help by noticing it's still following the rule, following the verb, but it helps to give more information about the adjective, which is telling us about the watch. So adverbs are really cool because they make everything better. Cool. You like that? Me too. But what I want to let you know is there's something else about adverbs. There's not just one type of adverb. There are four. And let's take a quick look at what the four are. The types of adverbs we can talk about. Number one, we can talk about adverb of manner. Please, thank you. That's so kind of you and you're welcome. No, I'm not talking about adverbs being polite and nice. What I'm saying is, when we say adverb of manner, it is how something happens. Some things happen slowly. Some things happen very quick. They happen very quick or fast, right? So in this case, when we say, how did it happen? Slowly, quickly. Those how it happens over time, right? Adverbs of time. This is when something happened. Well, it happened yesterday, or today, or tomorrow. These are adverbs, because we're going to tell you when it happened in time. Or it could happen all day. It rained all day, right? Rained, and notice it follows after the verb, all day. Adverbs of place tell us where it happened. City TV, everywhere. Where did it happen? Here, there, or everywhere? And finally, adverbs of degree, that one I was talking about over here, with so, very, and to. People often get confused with so and to, and we actually have a lesson on that on Ingvid. Please check it out. I think I've done one and two other teachers. They're quite enjoyable. You'll like them. But so, very, to tell us how much. Was it small or really, really big? In this case, so means very or a lot. Very means very, but two is usually negative or a bad thing, and it means more than I like or more than I want. So when we use adverbs of degree, we can talk about, it was too hot yesterday, so I didn't go out of my house. Too hot for me. It was very hot, means a high temperature, a lot of temperature. Or it was so hot, I found it to be a lot. Cool? Now, we've talked about adverbs, the types of adverbs, where they work or how they follow with verbs. And I'm going to ask you, did you understand this lesson? If so, go do the quiz at Ingvid. But before I go, I want to say thanks a lot for watching once again and go to www.ingvid.com. And don't forget to subscribe by either pressing your button, pressing your screen, or doing whatever you do these days. All right. Thanks a lot. See you soon.